That's a signal. Have a coffee. You about like a song, this here song, you know. Cheap.
Did you have a corn crib?
A corn crib? Well, we had them up then, but I had to rig the barn here. I built barns here. But I had corn crib up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I come here and settle down in 2023. That's a swamp where that is. I cleared up some swamp fields up here by myself. Broke them up by myself. And I used, and breaking land here, no tractors, I used 2-horse plow and tire mules. I broke it up in the winter so it would be better in the summer, you know, cultivate. I used raised cotton, corn, sweet potatoes, and watermelons, besides the stuff growing in the garden. Then we put up huckleberries, peaches. I had a peach orchard here. Alberta peach, fine as you ever eat. I had a pear orchard here. We put all that stuff up. That's what, that big shell you see in my kitchen, you know. I got a place that care of 700 jars of stuff, but since we have deep freezes, we don't need it, you know. Which my deep freeze, brand new one, it's set here a year, and nobody used it. It went bad. I paid $230 for it. I used it 1 year. The old one, I lightning got into it and I got rid of it.
Did you use different kind of plows? Did you use different kind of plows?
Oh yeah. Sidehard, cultivators, and different kinds of plows. Different types, whatever you needed. You may not need to, you use a plow according to the season. Some seasons you didn't need it, some you did, you know. Of course, rainy weather, you got to fight grass. And we saw it, all our wood was old crosscut, you know. Take all day to saw as much wood as you saw in 2 hours now with a power saw. I used to hire, when I come here, I got an old fashioned cross cut now. And then we had to, then there before they got these chainsaws, what to cut with now, you see them. They use one of these book saws, you know. Bow, you know, on them. I got one of them to use them for cutting pulpwood, you know, but now you take one saw and cut more wood than anybody can haul, more logs than they can haul. Just, so it don't take but a minute to cut around a tree and cut it up, where it used to take a half a day to cut an oak like that, or nearly a day, limbs and all. Hour and a half to have it all cut up. Well, everything else is went in a way to where the machinery, now you get out, they can take a big machine down there on 3 acres of land and they can break that up just about the time you can eat a meal. It's fast done and it takes a little bit of labor, you know, but a whole lot of machinery. Machinery is taking the work out of everything, you know, today. And it's, so the people your age coming up don't know how to use the axe.